Already on the phone right now is one of my favorite authors, Nick Petrie. His new book, The Runaway, is in stores on Tuesday the 18th, and this new Peter Ash novel. Your seventh novel, Nick, and I've been there for you with all seven. I think we've interviewed a couple of times over the years, and your new book is just as good as your other books.
Well, that's good to hear. I appreciate it, Mark.
I like right on the front cover, explosive, engaging, a wild ride. That's from Lisa Gardner.
Yeah, she has been very generous to provide that great quote, and she's actually her book actually comes out the same day as mine,
yep.
A new one as well. Which
I already
I'm
read it.
To read.
yeah, and also you got some great blurbs from CJ Box, Mark Greene, Entertainment Weekly, Publishers Weekly. So people dig your novels.
Yeah, it's been very gratifying. I never thought it would ever get this far. I wrote for 25 years without getting published. I wrote three books that no one wanted to read. Now I've just been reviewed in the New York Times, which is a very strange experience.
What did they have to say about you?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I actually have it here. Petrie has a preternatural talent for ratcheting up suspense, even as he ensures readers continue to care not only about Ash, but also about the people he's trying to save, as well as the ones he must defend against.
Oh, sweet. And you know what? It's not just Peter. I actually really dig, and I'm sure you've heard this, Lewis and June.
Yeah, it's funny. They each have their own little fan club. This is a series that really only has three recurring characters.
Yeah.
There's Peter Ash, who's a Marine Corps veteran. There's Lewis, his formerly career criminal, best friend. And June Cassidy, who's Peter's sweet patootie. And they all have really significant roles. The thing that I hear most from readers is how compelling those characters are. One of the wonderful things about series writing and series reading is you really get to know those characters.
Yeah.
And they become your friends in a way. So it's a lot of fun to do.
And for people that know Peter, he's a badass, but he's a mess. He still suffers from PTSD big time. June has to put up with a lot. I mean, she has to put up with a lot from her man Peter, and she deals with it every day because she loves the guy. And she lets him do his thing. When he needs his space, he takes his space. And she completely understands it. And you don't find many couples, or women especially, that can put up with what she has to put up with Peter through the seven books.
Well, that's really why I made June the way I did, because she has to be a pretty ferocious and substantial person in her own right in order to handle sort of Peter's level of crazy. June is a lot too. June is ambitious and ferocious, and she does not, it's not that she puts up with a lot. It's that she really makes Peter sort of look at himself. She does not allow him to fool himself at all, which is honestly quite a bit like my own relationship.
Yeah. Well, in the new book, The Runaway, Peter Ash, you know, he's out doing his thing. He's driving through a very remote northern Nebraska area when he encounters a young pregnant woman named Helene who escaped her boss, her low-paying job, and the small area where she was from a little while ago. And at the gas station where she works, there was a man filling up in a truck. They got to talking. She asked him if she could go with him. He said yes, so she just took off with him. At first, things were good, but then she kind of found out what this guy was doing, and it's not good, but she can't get away from him. And she's trying to escape, and Peter runs across her in Nebraska and offers to help her. And that's where all hell breaks loose, because these people, especially this one guy, is not going to let Helene go. And Peter's caught in the middle trying to save her. His life's in danger on many occasions. But this being Peter, he's not going to take anything lying down. And he's going to fight his way out, come hell or high water.
Well, that's why it's called a thriller. There needs to be plenty of excitement, well as a story that moves along at a good pace, and characters that you really care about. And this book is... My pitch line for this book is it's a story of sex, obsession, and murder, but also of the strength and resilience to do what's necessary to survive.
And you also do it differently this time as you're doing it from the point of view of Helene and from Peter, which you haven't done before. And we learn all her backstory and how they got to this point. And it's it really enhances the novel.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I was a little concerned in the previous books. There are other character points of view that we see, but nowhere near as much as Helene, who really has about half of this book in her voice. And I was really concerned that it wouldn't quite have the same character as the rest of the series, or that or that I wouldn't be able to pull it off. But the reviews have been really quite positive, so apparently I've done something right.
So this is such a great character, and seven books in, and with all the content out there, like Mark Graney has a Gray Man movie, Jack Ryan TV series, CJ Box has two series on the air, Greg Horowitz has an Orphan X deal coming. Has there been any interest to you? Have you talked to anybody about Peter Ash?
There's been a lot of interest, and there's stuff that's trickling along, although, as I'm sure you know, nothing happens quickly, and there's actually nothing I can actually talk about. But there's been a lot of conversation over the last couple of years. It's nothing is guaranteed. I know a lot of people who have deals for whom nothing has happened, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Well, I always say if you get a deal, at least if the check clears, that's half the battle, even if it's never made. And my track record in the past is when I ask you that question and you say there's stuff in the works, that means in the next 2 weeks there's probably going to be an announcement. And I'm going to say, damn it, it happened again. He teased that something could be happening, and it happened after I did the interview.
Well, I've been saying this for the last 7 years, so if it happens in the next 2 weeks, I'll be very happy. But the odds are not good, let's just put it that way.
People can follow you at nickpetrie.com, at Facebook, nick.petrie.writer, at Twitter, _nickpetrie_. And I was just looking at your Twitter page, and I was very excited to see, A, that there's a new Jack Ryan book coming out from Don Bentley in June, and that you live out in a kind of a remote area up in Wisconsin, and it looks beautiful out there. You're outside there taking a couple of pictures.
That last picture is Lake Michigan. We're actually not so remote, but we're only a couple of blocks from Lake Michigan.
We're
in Milwaukee. Although I do spend a lot of time, as much time as I can, really, kind of out in the woods or in the mountains. I'm a big hiker, backpacker guy.
And how's the cold fronts up there? I mean, it's getting colder down here in Dallas a little bit, but nothing like what you guys are doing up there.
No, we had a 3 or 4 day streak where it was 10 or 12 below wind chill, which was no fun. And we live in a 1923 bungalow, and when the wind blows and I'm inside, my hair still moves. So, we were putting on our long underwear inside for a couple of days. It's warmed up a bit.
Yeah, when it gets cold, when it gets like down, it's going to get back down below freezing here on Saturday, and I like have all the faucets dripping, all the cabinets opening. I'm waking up half the night checking to make sure nothing's broken. I can't imagine what it's like up in your part of the country with, the cold and the pipes and the freezing and the electricity and the gas.
Well, these are designed. We're designed for that up here a bit more. You guys had a really bad experience last year.
Yeah.
Just last year.
Yeah.
The fact that you're being cautious is really smart and really understandable.
Our
pipes all tend to come up on the inside of the house.
I was one of the lucky.
We're used to the cold here.
I was one of the lucky ones last year. I didn't lose power because we're on a hospital grid, so the whole week we didn't lose power.
Nice.
But I did have a pipe burst in my back bathroom, but I heard it and saw it fast enough that I was able to shut the water off and not really have any damage as far as the water, just having to fix the pipe. How many more? You got a bunch more of these Peter Ash novels in you? We're going to keep getting them for years to come?
I hope so. As long as they'll publish them. These are so much fun to write, and the way the story, the way the series has evolved, I have a lot of flexibility to tell a lot of different kinds of stories, and there are only a couple of recurring characters, as I said. So,
yeah.
You can I can add and subtract characters. I can go any place in the country. So there are a lot of stories that I'd like to tell. I've got four or five that are kind of on my tickle list that are, I wouldn't say they're developed, but I sort of have the kernel of the idea. And I have another probably 10 that are just sort of, you know, rando thoughts on note cards. I don't know. I'm working on number 8 right now, and I've got a contract for 2 more after that for my publisher. So I'm just doing my little thing, show up and go to work every day, just like everybody else.
And at this point in the writing process, do you have some good flexibility because now you're on book number 8, or do they say, okay, we trust, you know, you just give them the general outline and they say go with it, or are they still pretty hands-on and wanting, you know, chapters every, you know, few weeks or whatever?
You know, I've never had to work that way. I know writers who work like that, and thankfully I've never had to do that. They're getting a little more hands-on in terms of the kinds of stories they're a little more interested in seeing. But for the most part, it's a conversation about what the next book will be about. And then it's, you know, we'll talk to you in May. And so I turn it in, and it's interesting, which is the ones that I'm always the most worried about are the ones that they like the most. So this one is, as I said, a little bit of a departure, and I was quite twitchy about how it would be received. And both my agent and my editor are, you know, really enthusiastic about this one, and the reviews have been, you know, over the top as well. So it's funny. It's a lesson in sort of trusting your own storytelling instincts.
Well, Nick, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. The Runaway, again, a Peter Ash novel, comes out Tuesday the 18th. And I'll leave you with one final blurb. Lots of characters get compared to my own Jack Reacher, but Peter Ash is the real deal, Lee Child. So can't get any more praise than that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's been very generous to me. He's a lovely guy, and I really love his work as well, obviously.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that Reacher TV series in a few weeks, too.
Oh, me too. It looks great.
Well, Nick, good luck with everything, and hopefully we'll talk to you again another year when the next Peter book comes out, Peter Ash book.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. Nice to talk to you again, and I appreciate your interest.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.